Hey guys, you're listening to Kinda Dating, the comedy podcast where I, your host, Natasha Chandel, and some cool folks break down the dating world to try to figure out why the fuck do we all have commitment issues? Today's topic is being friends with your ex. And since I'm a masochist, our guest today is one of my exes. No, not that one. Let's do this. My guest today is Che Lee, who is one of my exes. Stop looking at my paper. Che, goddamn, this is why we broke up.
Exactly why.
Che and I are now friends, sort of. We're friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we used to date a long time ago now. It feels a while ago. It's been a few years. We met in New York, where we were both producers at Viacom. We did not disclose our relationship to our company, so we could have gotten fired. No, I'm kidding. He used to work for VH1 as a producer for Big Morning Buzz.
Yes, yes, and I was Brewster Boys. That is correct.
Yeah. Them, they finally heard your voice. They were like, nobody's there. And I was a producer at MTV News, and we became friends there. And then started going out. You know what's funny? Our first semi-date was one that people like actually remember because I Instagrammed it. Mm. You were actually one of the most creative dates I've ever had. And I actually tell people that all the time. I'm pretty sure I said that in our first date episode, too. And yeah, which is our very first episode. Mm-hmm. Where, so you guys know. And you can step up your game. Che is a producer, so he has like a creative mind. And you left me a note. He's smiling too. You left me a note on my desk that said, meet me downstairs. We're going for a ride. And now I just started my shift, which was a night shift at MTV News. It was 2 p.m. And as a New Yorker, I'm not going to lie, this because this was the first time you had actually reached out in that way to me. I used to think everybody was crazy, and I actually was like telling my friends, I'm like, where is he going to take me? What car? What ride? Is he going to kidnap me? Like, where are you going to go in New York? Also, because like it was the start of my shift. And you said, meet me downstairs. We went down. We used to work at Times Square, and you took me across the street to the Toys R Us and took me on a Ferris wheel ride, that giant Ferris wheel in Toys R Us. And you remembered that I said I liked ice cream, and we went to have ice cream at the bottom of the store, which I thought was really cute. So points to you.
So I was in pre-production for that probably for about a week. So I went over there. I knew the best time to come. I knew, you know, I had it all set up. Like, nothing's by chance. I'm a producer, so I produce things. So.
You just stop bigging yourself up. Only I can do
I
that.
I mean, it's true. Jeez. So I do produce things.
You do. And it really worked out. And I ended up Instagramming that picture. And I had a friend of mine who's married, whose wife was like, why the fuck didn't you ever do this shit when we were dating? I was like, you should just date a producer. So props to you for that. And then we started dating. And we were together for a few months. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like in New York, it wasn't like official, but in New York, nobody's ever
Nothing's
official.
Nothing's official in New York.
Thank you.
Yes.
Nobody believes me on the show where
true.
I'm like, it's not, people don't ever say they're in a relationship.
Right. It's the city that I think, you know, it moves so fast. There's always new. And so I think everybody is a little,
everybody keeps their option open.
So you keep your options open.
Yeah.
So.
Everybody. Although we were, safe to say, exclusive. Let's find this out.
Yes, we were.
That would have been real awkward if I was like, well, I'll be honest. I thought that you might have been dating other people. So I was like, meh, you know, it's New York. Get my options. So we were together for a couple months and then it didn't work out. I was planning on moving to LA. You did not at the time want to move to LA.
Right. And randomly I ended up coming. But yes. Yes, you
it left. Was so weird because when I saw on Facebook that you were in LA, I was like, what the fuck? Because you were so adamant
so
about
adamant
not moving
it.
Here.
I actually came to visit and just never went back. That's exactly how it happened.
Yeah.
So, and I think we didn't connect until about, I was out here for probably almost a year.
Yeah.
Maybe not quite a year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we didn't speak for a while.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't, it was never beef, though. It was just like, no, all right, we'll take care, you know?
Yeah.
Good luck with everything, you know?
Are you friends with most of your exes?
Define friends. How do you define friends?
You tell me, how do you define friends?
I asked you first.
Are we friends?
Yeah, we're friends.
Oh, that he just...
Yeah, I mean, I'd say we're... I mean, we don't hang out all the time. I mean, I think there's different levels of friendship.
Are you actually friends with any of your exes that you, like, legit hang out with all the time?
No. So if that should depend on your definition, like, I'm friendly with everybody. Like, okay. I don't have any... There's no one, if I was to see, you know, if I walked out here on Sunset, and I'd be like, oh, this is so-and-so, I have to turn away. Like, I don't have any...
Oh, really?
No one has any... Well,
I have
no.
a couple.
I don't have any of those in my history.
Yeah.
And that's, like, something that I hang my hat on. Like, I don't have anyone that hates my guts. That I know of.
Yeah. But, you know... I don't know. Guys don't hate girls. Like, I mean, some do. I guess some girls really do dudes dirty. But mm-hmm. most of the time, I feel like it's girls who hate guys way more.
Right. And, you know,
Aisha, here's, you vouch for me? She's like, yep.
Here's something that I find very interesting. It's like, and I feel like it's mostly girls. It's like, I was with this guy for a year. He was an asshole. And it's like, well, how long did it take you to find that out? Because,
listen,
so,
it took me, it was a very short period of time until I found out that my ex was an asshole. He's not an asshole. I don't mean to be mean.
I'm just saying, I feel like a lot of times girls were like, we were together for so long, but he was just so bad. Well, I feel like there's always two sides to a story. It takes two to tango. So I feel like a lot of times I hear that with female friends. Oh, you know, he was just this horrible guy. Then when you hear both sides, it's like, well, you know, things happen. And like it's not always the guy's fault. Sometimes it is, but I think it always takes two in a relationship.
In my experience,
yes,
it is.
I'm sure you have different experiences, but
kidding.
This is just a shout out to all the guys out there. Like
it's not
always our fault.
All right, well, see you later. No point in being on the show anymore. Get the fuck out. No. Okay, so like when people take a break from being friendly, like you've broken up, is a time frame important? Like, do you need just to detox for a while?
I think everyone does. I think the idea of we're not dating anymore, we're going to be friends immediately, I mean, that never works.
Right.
Because then you, I mean, I feel like you're, one of you is probably just friends. The other person is hoping maybe something happens and then they hang around longer. And then they miss out on someone who could be for them. So unless it's the movies, for the most part, like if you're with somebody, if you were intimately with a person, you need time to just kind of be before you can be cool again.
There's so many factors, right, that are involved in like getting back to a place that you can be friends with an ex. Like even the length of the relationship, they say it takes you half the length that of your relationship to start moving on from
it.
So if you were together 6 months, it would take you 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So guys, I still have like three more months to go. Fuck my life. But the length of the relationship and the seriousness of it matters,
of course,
right?
Of course.
Because if it were short, might be easier to be friends.
Of course.
Although there are some people I just don't want to talk to.
Of course. I mean, it depends on the length of it. It depends on, like, whether you were in love. It depends on, like...
How it ended.
Also, how it ended. Like, I mean, again, for us, it was just like, all right, well, cool. Like, it wasn't any animosity, and no one did anyone dirty. No one, like, used anybody. Like, it was just... Why are you looking at that?
I'm smiling because Che was telling me all these crazy stories in the car about how he...
Nope, not true. I'm not copying anything. I think it all depends on, obviously, how it ends and how you treat that person. I always try to treat people, you know, how I'd want to be treated, and not to sound like, you know, Debbie Downer, but things may end, and you want to be able to say you did right by that person. So.
Right. You treated me pretty well. When you were telling me your shitty stories, I was like, which one of these did he do with me?
It was a different life.
Right. Because you said you grew up.
I mean, I think we all should at some point. If you're doing the stuff you were doing 5 years ago, that's a problem.
Yeah. How do you approach a conversation of being friends?
What do you mean? I don't think we had a conversation.
We didn't.
So it's just, so I don't.
But like, what if I said to you, okay.
Okay.
Hey, Che, you know, I'm moving to LA. You don't want to, you know, clearly maybe this isn't the right time for us.
Right.
And, you know, but I really think that maybe, you know, I'd really love to stay friends.
Yeah.
You would have said cool. Would that have annoyed you?
No, we just didn't really have a conversation. It was just like, take care. I mean, realistically, if you're dating somebody.
We took a walk.
Yeah, it was like, all right, well, cool. Like, I remember being very like, yeah, do your thing. Like, yeah, I remember that. It wouldn't have been annoying. It would have been, I would have probably laughed to myself like, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Because
again, it's different level of friends. Like, how friendly are we? Like, are we Facebook friends? Are we Instagram friends? Like, I mean, you didn't reach out, neither did I. So I think it was both like, all right, we'll take care. And
I don't like to initiate in case somebody else is like, fuck you. Like, I don't want to have anything to do with you.
So right. But like, again, for us, there was no reason for us to be like that. Yeah. So, I mean, I just think it was both like, all right, we'll take care.
Yeah. And
so.
But when girls say that in general, do guys get annoyed?
I think it depends on who ends it. Like, if she's like,
well,
I don't.
The girl ends it. And then she's
I
like,
would imagine
I
I'd be annoyed. Yeah. I'd be like, well, no, I don't want to talk to you anymore. Yeah. Whoever ends it.
Is there a nice way we could do it?
What if I said,
Mason's like, no, there just isn't. Okay, but what if I didn't say, can we be friends? And kind of said, I'll still be around if you'd like to ever talk someday.
What does that even mean? I'll still be around. Of course you'll be around. Are you dying? Like, what do you mean?
What if I die? I don't know.
I'll still be around if you ever want to talk someday. What does that mean?
So there is no nice way of saying it?
I mean, you can say whatever you want, but it's like, what does that mean to you?
I'm asking for the people out there who are trying to end a relationship right now and are trying to be friends.
No, just end it and let the chips fall where they do. Like, stop worrying about the after. As long as, like, you treat that person with respect, things are going to fall where they fall. Like, I mean, when you break up, you should break up. Yeah. Unless you have, like, you know, obviously, if you have kids, you have, like, mutual friend circles. But if you're done, be done. And then, you know, at some point, if you guys figure out a way to be friendly, cool. But you don't break up with somebody and then, like, immediately, you know, all right, so now we're homies. It doesn't work that way. I mean, it may work out, but one of the parties is always like, yeah, of course.
Yeah. When I was younger, I really believed you could be friends with your exes. And one of my exes, who was much older than me, because I was 24, he was 34, used to always be like, you got to stop being like, he used to just really think I was naive and innocent and all that shit. And I was. And then, until maybe a couple years ago. And now I finally got into that place where, for the most part, obviously some exceptions like you included.
Right.
It's like, why? Why do I need to be friends with you?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, you know. And a couple of my exes are actually like the ones I was in years of a relationship with are married. And one has kids. And I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
You know, then I don't have anything to talk to you about. But once in a while, we'll meet in some public setting because we have mutual friends from back home.
Yeah.
I'll say hello. Like, you know, that's about it. Maybe grab a hot dog after a club. Like, that's, you know, but I'm not going to hang out.
Eating hot dogs after the club?
Yeah.
So not classy.
In Toronto?
Oh, okay.
Street dogs in Toronto? It's the only place I get chicken hot dogs. What?
That's gross.
Because in New York, I would never eat a street dog.
Have you ever seen hot dogs being made?
I don't care.
Do you know
what's
in hot dogs?
Horrible. Like horse meat.
No,
but it says it's chicken. No, you stop. Don't tell me.
I've seen it. I've been there.
Stop it.
You want to know? I'll tell you.
No, I don't want to know.
I'll tell you right here on your show.
I don't want to know.
All right.
We can't be friends.
It's really bad.
That's why. Jeez. What are the rules of staying friends with your exes? Social media. Should we stay friends? Like, should you be... Right now, I cut my ex off. He cut me off, and I blocked him.
Right.
I was like, you unfriend me? I'm going to one-up you.
Of course.
No, that wasn't the reason. It was really that I just didn't want to see what he was up to. I'm like, if you date somebody else, I don't want to see it.
I think that...
But you and I didn't unfriend each other.
Because, again, like, it wasn't that long.
Yeah.
It was mutual. It was like, all right, take care. So,
yeah,
again, I think it depends on how long and how it ended. No, we're adults at the end of the day.
I know.
So, and I think
thanks.
I think we had a respectful conversation and, you know, it was what it was. So I really think it depends. If it ended with animosity, cut them off.
Yeah.
Just at least for now.
Yeah.
Like if you think, you know, that you're mature enough to stay friends on social media, fine. But like, if you were like in love and this person you thought was the one, then you probably don't need to be like seeing their daily moves, and you're sitting there at 2 a.m. drunk going through their Instagram page.
Okay, so if we're friends, but if we saw each other, like, do you like each other's pictures? Do you? Okay, you're social friends, but social media friends. How much of that engagement do you actually partake in?
Well, I mean, I'm not a big social media person to begin with. So, like, I'm not on people's pages liking pictures and commenting. That's not really my jam. So, I mean, if that's something that you're into, I guess. I mean, that's not really my... I don't live in
that
world.
Does it matter, like, though, for people? Like,
to me, I don't care.
I kind of hate when some of my exes would, like, after... It was more because I ended or they acted like dicks or something. They would keep liking my fucking pictures. I'm like, stop social media.
Stalking you.
Like, and like subliminally messaging me. It's basically like, I'm still interested. I'm still interested.
Okay.
And I would get really annoyed because I was like,
that's
you
fair.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, not in our situation, but like when people really fuck up. I'm like, why do you keep doing that?
I can't speak for any other men.
Why can't you speak for any? You're supposed to represent all the men. This is why I brought you on the show.
I can speak for me and say like, I'm not fitting like a bunch of... I'm just not... Like, you won't be able
Stop
to have any
mature.
Any conversations about me off of any moves I make on social media. That, to me, is corny. That's just me. Like, I'm not gonna...
So those dudes are corny.
I can't speak for them. I'm just saying.
That's what you're saying. I'm deducing that. do you hang out... Okay, so another part of the rules, hanging out. Can you hang out... how late do you hang out? And can you still hang out when, like, they're seeing somebody else?
I mean, I don't think it's a matter of can you. It's a matter of should you.
Right.
And what makes the most sense. Like, I'm not really in the, like, do's and don'ts. I think it's just every situation is different and you have to... What's your why? What's your end game?
Yeah.
Like, what do you... You know, and also being respectful if either one's in a relationship, so.
Though, even if you're not in a relationship and it's an ex, like, hanging out late night, maybe when there's alcohol involved, it's not the smartest idea.
Well, it depends on what you want to happen. I mean, if you want something to happen, then...
But then you're not friends. You're friends with benefits.
Yeah, so you're saying, can you? The question is, should you? And all it depends on what you're looking for. Like, most men are opportunists. So... As a man, most guys, regardless of whether they want to be with you or not, if you offer it, it's like, all right, well.
Yeah.
So women, like, you know, I'm saying women, you have to be more vigilant. Because the average man's like, sure. Yeah. What do I have to do? So,
just for the record, women are also.
I'm sure. But right now,
very opportunistic.
At this point, I'm speaking for men. Because I know that level of like, yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah.
So. Do you both want to go back there? If you do, then, you know, get a bottle and have at it. But, like, if you know that you don't want to, don't get over to the house, start drinking. Like, I wonder what happened. You know what happened. It was 2 a.m. You're like, don't, you know, we're adults. Don't.
How often should you text somebody after you're not friends? Cool, you're friends with your ex. But, like, how often should you be texting each other?
I think if you have to ask yourself that question, then I think you're still into them. Like, if this is a question, if one of your girlfriends was to ask you, how much should I text them to quit? The answer is you're still in him. If that's something you're having to measure yourself on, then you are still in him. You shouldn't text him at all.
Okay. But, you know, sometimes, like, I don't think about texting people. I just text if I feel like it.
Right.
But, the other person could perceive it as something else. So I can be wary. I'm wary of certain people who I know read into things.
Okay.
So I'm wary of the amount of communication to have with them.
And I feel like the onus is always on you to do that.
Right.
Like, you're responsible for your moves. And so you should be the one monitoring yourself. So if you feel like someone might take it the wrong way, don't do it.
Yeah.
Like, it's on you.
Do you think people actually ever truly get over each other? Like, can people really truly be friends, or does one always have something going on?
I think it's rare, but I also think, like we said before, it depends on the depth of the relationship.
Right.
Like, if you're the one that got away, no.
Yeah.
If you dated casually for a few months, it's been a few years, I think is possible, but then you also have to be smart about it. Like, you know, we're not going to go to your house and share a whole bottle of wine because we're growing and we'll probably do grown people stuff. So right. I think it's possible.
Like have tea.
It's not what I'm talking about, but so I think it's possible, but I think that it's rare.
Right.
Like, and again, it's, you know, the amount of time and how deep it was.
Aisha agrees with a lot of what you're saying right now. And so does Mason. Okay, so if we're really friends, we're going to play a game.
All sure, right? I like games.
This is a fun game. This is a new thing that we're doing here on the show.
Okay.
It's called My Messages, Your Response. So these are messages I get from creeper dudes.
Okay.
And I want to know if you think I should date them and what your response, what I should respond to them.
Okay, these messages are on Instagram?
These are Facebook messages, these specific ones. I'm going to read you.
To be clear, mm-hmm. you're asking me, should you date strangers that message you on Facebook?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, I'm going to go with the broad no, but we can still play the game
no,
if you like.
No, we're going to play this
yeah,
game.
Yeah, we can play
I
it.
Want to know your response to what I should
and
say.
And to be clear, these are strangers
hey,
you don't know.
These could be the this could be the love of my life. So
yeah, sure.
You
that's
should
a lot
really
of relationships
support
started on
that.
Facebook through
hey,
messages.
You know what? My girlfriend met her husband, and they reconnected on Facebook.
I also heard a story of a girl that got murdered by a guy on Facebook, so I guess
people get murdered every
out.
Day. They get murdered in their car.
Are you playing a game or what?
Yes. My message is your response. Here's okay. one.
So wait, I'm telling you what you should do.
Yes. Okay. First, you're going to tell me if I should date them, and then what I should respond to them.
Okay.
Hello. I am Naveed from Pakistan. I am looking friendship and serious relationship. I am like older person. I am just 27 old. You are friendship with me. So just replay me. I am telling you more about myself. Thank you. Read my message. Date him?
No.
No.
Probably should
okay.
date him.
What should I respond to Naveed?
I think you should respond in broken language the same way he did.
Nice. Okay, next option.
Yep.
This is date option number two.
Mm-hmm.
How are you? I am Richard. I came across your profile picture and it was cute and nice. Sorry for invading your privacy. He actually said that with a question mark. Sorry for invading your privacy. Hope we can get to know each other more better. I must confess, you have pretty smile on your pics, and I know it is not a dating platform, but I am here to seek for a life partner and to share my life with. Someone ready to open her heart to love again, and it won't be as a playmate. Hope to see more of that and be good till I hear from you soon. Thanks and remain blessed, Richard. Date him?
I gotta be honest, what's really disturbing about that message is more better. Like it's one or the other. You can't do both. That bothers me. No.
No.
Nope.
Just for that.
Yep.
So I should just reply.
I don't know if you owe everybody a reply, but I would just say no.
More and better don't
That's
go
disturbing.
Together.
Yeah.
Okay. I think you'll really like this one, though.
Okay. I like the last one. But...
Yeah, I think you'll like this person. Hello, friend. I am happy to write to you through Facebook.com. I believe that a single rose can be my garden, a single friend, my world. I wish to be your friend and have good relationship with you. You can keep in touch through my email because I am not always here. Write me back so that I will send you of my humble, cute pictures. I love traveling, shopping, music, and pets. There is a lot to talk about until I hear from you. Thanks. Esther. I think that's a girl.
Oh, well, the question is, are you curious? Is that...
Listen, I'm open. I'm an open person. Date or don't date?
I mean, are you asking me, should you try lesbianism? Is that what you're asking me
I'm
right
asking
now?
You based on that message.
I think
Do you think
that,
this person could be a potential that, life partner for
I
me?
I think that if you're looking to switch teams, then why not?
Okay, so Esther, I'm gonna maybe say...
I'm curious.
Okay.
Are you? If you're curious, only if you're curious. I don't want to put you in a large deficit.
You know, I appreciate you looking out for me. That was pretty good. You were pretty good on that. Guys, we're going to go to a commercial, but when we're back, we're going to break down the guidelines to being friends with your ex. There are some things you need to do and be before you can do that. So we're going to talk about that after this. All right, we're back. So it's like how I used to be when I lived in Canada, mm-hmm. where I felt like you could be friends with your exes. And then I came to America and you guys stripped me of my soul. And now I'm just like, forget it. There's no point.
Yeah.
You all want something. I think also it like in our situation, it also made sense a little bit because we both work in the same business. You know, that part of our lives sometimes overlaps where if it's like either of us going to the other for gigs or whatever
like,
it is. So.
You recommended me for a job. I don't think you would have done that if I was like a dick. So,
well, yeah, just you're right. You're right. But there are people, and at some point in life, you know, you got to let it go too, mm-hmm. right? Like, again, when I was younger, my dad and I used to fight about this a lot because he always used to say I was so naive. I would just be like, yes, you can be friends, and yes, you'll be friends forever. Because once you're a friend for life. And my dad would always say, like, as you grow up, you're only going to be able to count your real friends on one hand.
Right.
And I never believed him, which is very true now. And I realized while I can love these people that I've loved, at some point, when they get married, when somebody has kids, whatever, at some point you have to let it go.
Things change, of course.
Yeah. Like, of course. I was with one of my exes for 4 years. And we were like best friends for 6 years after that. So 10 years of my life that this person was one of my best friends.
Wow.
And we were really, really close. The minute I found out he got engaged, you know, he was like, yes, we can still be friends. I was like, I don't know if your now wife is going to be okay with
right.
knowing and the whole world knowing and saying like mm-hmm. these two had something for a very long time.
Right.
And so at some point we had to let that friendship go, and it was really hard. I literally cried for 3 hours.
Wow.
And not because I was in love with the person at all.
It was just he'd become a part of your life.
Yeah, and it was like a chapter closing and somebody just exiting, and that felt hard.
Mm-hmm.
Che, are we going to cry? Am I going to cry when you and I can't be friends anymore?
I mean, I hope there's no need for that, and I hope there's no need to cry.
But also, like, how do you handle when your ex has moved on? You're dating somebody now.
Mm-hmm.
You knew I was dating somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, has it ever been awkward with other people in the past?
I mean, I don't know. I think it depends. Every situation is different.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know, seeing what I saw from you on social media, I was like, oh, that's dope. I was legit like, that's great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, again, I just keep going back to, like, neither of us had a grudge.
Yeah.
So you really want to see people winning.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, I think if you do it right and you do it respectful and like, you know, I think sometimes in relationships we get caught up, especially men, in like going for what you want regardless of who you hurt. And I think the older you get, the more you think about other people
mm-hmm.
in the situation so that you can say that, all right, I didn't take anything from this person. I didn't harm this person. I didn't hurt this person. So it's all going to depend on how it shakes out at the end.
It does. I do think it can be different for guys and girls. I do think girls have an easier time in turning platonic than men
100%, 100%.
Because I think that we just in general have a better control over our sexual urges.
Agree.
And so it's much easier for us to, you know, kind of be like, okay, well, now this person isn't, like, I can't cross that line
right.
with them anymore. So it's easy to, like, switch over to the other side.
Yeah, I think, you know, as we, you know, all know, there are differences between men and women. I feel like your average woman, like, if you're not there with somebody mentally, it probably won't happen. Whereas a man, like, you know, we're built differently. So mm-hmm. we could be there with a lot of people.
It's so weird. It's, you know, just, when you guys say that,
that's
like,
the way
when men say, like, it's just biological, it's just how we're built. I don't understand. And obviously, you can understand what I mean, but I'm just like, I wonder what that feels like to be like a dude and that be wired into my body. Like,
it is. I think.
Are you conscious of it? Or
I
is
think
just
the
like
older
something
you
that takes
get,
over?
You're honest with yourself and you don't put yourself in situations. Like, I think I'm a pretty good guy. And I also think that I don't put myself in situations that may mm-hmm. get me in trouble. So it's not that I'm just so amazing. It's just that I see stuff before it happens.
Yeah.
Like with my girlfriend now, like I don't, I don't do things that might get me in trouble.
Right. Because
once you're there, once trouble's on your doorstep, you've lost the game. Like, you have to think, you got to be honest about yourself and be honest about your proclivities and say, all right, well, I'm not going to put myself in that situation. Because once it's there, then, you know, so.
I, you know, when my now ex and I, we were living together. And so when I had another ex from New York that came into town and he wanted to, like, grab drinks, because this is so hard to be, like, my ex and my ex. So my current ex, the latest one, he wasn't necessarily okay with those kinds of things.
Right.
In terms of one-on-ones or, you know, unless it was something he was, like, prepared for in advance.
Right, right, right.
And this person came in from New York and was like, hey, can we meet? And I actually just had to say, hey, look, honestly, like, out of respect,
yeah,
I just don't think I can do a one-on-one right now, just because, one, we live together, and I don't want to put him in this awkward situation where I'm stepping. And I said, I was like, if you're cool with it being a group,
yeah,
then that's fine. But, and then he was like, well, it doesn't matter to me. Like, I'm engaged. So, and I was like, okay, well, like, if your now fiance wants to come out, and
of course,
then that seems fine with me. But I feel like, just out of respect, like, I would have been fine, obviously, with it. But.
Yeah, I think it's a respect thing. Like, I told my girl, I said, hey, I asked her about this. I mean, and it's not a, I'm an adult, so it's not a matter of can I, but it's like, hey, you know, what are your thoughts about this?
Totally.
And she's like, fine. I mean, she's mature. She's,
yeah, of course.
She's an adult. I mean, she knows that, you know, everybody has passed. And so we had a conversation and it was cool. Like, she, you know, she's
sounds
fine.
Like a good girl.
I like to think so.
A smart one. So what are the guidelines for being friends with your exes? Like, we were talking about, like, analyze your motives. Like, why do you really want to be friends?
You're saying, what are some of the guidelines?
Yeah, like, don't you think before you start being friends with somebody, you got to really be like, wait, why do I really want to be friends with you? And, like, are you benefiting my life or are you hurting it?
Yeah.
If somebody's a negative effect on your life, they make you unhappy, they make you sad, like, whatever it is, why continue to be friends?
Again, I think you have to be honest with yourself. Like, you may, with somebody, your biggest connection was something physical, right? So if the biggest connection is physical, you probably shouldn't be friends.
Right.
So with other people, like, to be honest, like, for you, like, I just thought you were a dope person. And I've dated girls who I didn't think they were that dope.
Yeah.
So if you just think someone is dope, regardless of, like, whether you're dating or not, you kind of want to keep that person. You may not talk to him every day or hang out all the time, but, like, you still kind of want them in your circle in some way, in you know, however it makes sense. So for me, depending on the person in the situation, I think I can judge it based off of that. And to be clear, I'm not, like, running around having drinks with all my exes either.
Obviously,
I'm friendly to the point of, like, we speak every now and again.
Yeah.
But I think there has to be a separation, because then, you know, you get into, like, weird waters.
That's exactly my next point. You got to set boundaries, right?
Of course.
And it doesn't have to be said boundaries, but it could be unsaid boundaries of, like, hey, so if you're an ex, like, I probably wouldn't go out with you at midnight and whatever, you know, but, or,
well, I mean, you're saying if you're an ex, but if you're in a relationship, you wouldn't do it anyway.
Yeah.
So it's, it's being respectful. And I mean, I'm always about, and, you know, I say this at 35 because I feel like I've learned it. Like, you have to plan ahead.
Yeah.
Like, too many times, I think we as men, or I just speak for myself, you get in a situation and it's like, oh, it just happened. No, it didn't. There were steps that led to it.
Mm.
So, you know, you just got to be smarter.
Yeah.
And, you know, the older you get, you move better. And, like, I feel like I'm at a place where I like to think I move very close to what I say I want and what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So I think proper planning, says the producer.
Yeah. And don't do it if you still have feelings or some hope for the future.
Or, I mean, listen, maybe.
Unless you're going to be straight up about it.
I mean, I could see somebody saying, I'm gonna wait it out.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna wait it out. So,
what does that mean? Why would you guys wait it out? Like, that doesn't even.
Listen, if it's something you really want, then.
But does that mean, like, you wouldn't date anybody else while you were waiting it out?
No. I think.
And she's at some point gonna know that you're sleeping with somebody else or seeing somebody else or something. So she's not going to trust that you're waiting it out.
If you want that person back, I think you should do whatever you have to do. And if that means waiting out to keep yourself around, then you do what you got to do.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Like, if that's your way in, we'll be friends.
Yeah.
Until I figure out when to pounce, then fine. Like, whatever your jam is, man.
I don't know if girls, do we do that? I don't think I could. Yeah. I don't think I've ever been friends to anybody and tried to, like, wait it out with them. I'm like, you fucked up. Peace. And then if we want to be friends, I'm like, as a friend, I'm like, I will be your daily reminder that you fucked up.
Well, it's different with you because I've told you before, you kind of move like a dude. So, oh. I mean, and I mean that in the nicest way. Like, I feel like some of your sensibilities and the way that you kind of maneuver is like a man. So.
Wait. Wow. What did I do?
You just, like, you're... Like, you're obviously girly and you're feminine, but just as far as your approach to things, your approach to dating, your approach to men, you move more like a dude.
What does that mean? I don't understand. What does that mean? I move like a dude.
No, but the thing is, you do understand because you said it before.
Well,
you acknowledge
this.
So you actually do.
But that I'm like a guy in terms of I used to have commitment issues. So I say that.
Okay.
But what other part moves like a dude?
Like, you're not, from what I know
I'm
of you.
I'm not super feeling type.
You're
is
not,
that it?
You're not like, you don't seem to be led by emotion a lot. I mean, we all know that women are more emotional than men. You don't seem that you make big decisions off of your emotions.
Like, I don't want to get married. And it's not that I'm not open to getting married. I tell people, give me a rational reason mm-hmm. of why two people should be married. And mm-hmm. to date, nobody can give me an actual logical reason. And so I'm like, see, there you go. Like, give me some logical reason.
I mean, I have my own logical reasons. I don't know if
of
they work
why,
for you.
Yeah, no, tell me.
I mean, I look at my parents. Like, my parents got married in 78. And, like, they still flirt in front of me. They still kiss in front of me. They're best friends. Like, if I can have that, then I can get married.
But couldn't you just do that without being married? Couldn't you choose to be together every
single day? I think you can do anything.
Day?
You can do anything you want. But I think it's something to be said to somebody, hey, I bought all my friends and family in front of everybody. I'm letting you and everybody else know that for better or for worse, me and you. And I want everyone to know it. I got this ring so everyone knows how I'm moving. Like, that's my opinion. And that's the opinion of somebody that has parents that are very, very, very happily married after all those years.
But I just feel, which I totally respect all of that, is just like every day, if you're really with somebody for a while, one, your friends and your family already know or should know that you love this person. A ring is just a very materialistic symbol that is like, okay, cool, I've told you on this one day. But really, that one day is just one out of a lifetime. So really, every single day should be that day. And you don't necessarily need a symbol for it. But again, this is me just being my
let me tell you something.
That's kind of like, we just give meaning to things.
Fair enough. So I just recently went staff at my job.
Yeah.
Right? Before I was freelance.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't sure what they were going to do with me. I said, hey, guys, I need some sort of commitment or I might move on. I need to know mm-hmm. that you love me. And I wasn't quite sure mm-hmm. what their intentions were. Mm-hmm. And I was looking around. I wasn't necessarily going to leave, but I was looking. Mm-hmm. Then I found a situation that I was like, you know what, maybe I'll leave this for. And the package they gave me to get me staff was crazy. It was a commitment. I got health insurance. Mm-hmm. Like, they committed to me. So mm-hmm. now I'm happy. I'm not looking for anything else. I think it says something. I signed a piece of paper. The same way you would a marriage license, mm-hmm. I signed a piece of paper. So I think it's something to be said about a commitment.
I believe in commitment. Don't get me wrong. But, and I should always preface this when I say I don't believe in marriage. I believe in commitment.
Well, marriage is.
But because
marriage,
I feel like
marriage
most
is the
people
ultimate commitment.
Don't actually respect the commitment.
Define most. Who are you talking about?
Half, they say 50% of the population
but then there's that
of married
other half.
People is divorced.
But then there's the other half is doing
and
great.
And they say even on top of that.
Who's they? Who are these people?
This is studies.
Which studies? Whom?
I will bring them up. I don't have them right now because Aisha has
don't.
My phone because she's taking pictures. There are studies that say like 60% of people actually cheat in relationships, in monogamous relationships.
Here's 60%. What's interesting about those studies. There's still 40% that's happy.
according to your study.
No, and I know that, but I'm just saying, then why add a contract in when you should just, personally, I just feel like I like the idea of somebody choosing that person every single day without being tied down because of some.
You're not tied down. You can still get a divorce if it doesn't work.
No, but most people don't because they know that it's like intimate for themselves. But that said, I respect everybody. Like, my friends have had giant weddings and I love and respect it. And I respect marriage. And I respect people who choose that for themselves. So it's not to say I think marriage is bad. I guess I just have a thing against rituals.
Well, you could just go to the courthouse and it's not
right.
a ritual.
Another part about being friends with your ex is you got to build a different dynamic.
Of course.
Right? Like, you can't be the exact same way as you used to be.
Of course. I mean, you could, but that just spells trouble.
Yeah. And then we said sometimes you just got to walk away. There are times it's just not even healthy
to be
friends.
And at the end of the day, you know when it's time to walk away.
Right.
Like, one of you will know. And mm-hmm. it just takes somebody being the adult and, like, not worrying about hurting a person's feelings or not worrying about what they're going to think. Sometimes... Yeah. We're that's what I'm saying. I keep hammering we're all adults. And at the end of the day, you know in the back yeah. of your head, like, she
you know,
still
a lot
has
of people
feelings.
Aren't adults.
Like,
there are people
has feelings,
who might
like,
be listening to the show who are like 21 years old and they're just figuring their lives out.
Yeah.
Or they could be 41 years old just figuring their lives out. Che, thanks. We're going to do 5 questions, though, with you.
Let's do it. 5 questions. I'm ready.
This is our version of the Bernard Pivot questionnaire. I'll ask you 5 questions. We ask every guest, and you are just going to give me your answers, and I'm not going to add anything to it. Unless you say fucking marriage, and then I'm going to say,
okay.
Jeez. Okay. 5 questions with Che Lee. Che?
Yes.
What is the first thing you notice about a potential partner?
The first thing I notice about a potential partner... are we talking physical or otherwise?
I don't.
Smiles.
Clarify.
Smile.
There we go. What is your one deal breaker?
Ooh, I have a lot of deal breakers. One deal breaker just off the top of my head is smoking. I don't mean weed. I'm talking about cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
Cigarettes are gross.
What turns you on?
Again, are we talking physically or are we talking otherwise?
You pick.
I think physically... That's an easy answer. For me, ambition. People that, like, are driven and are very, like, excited about life and where they're headed.
Tell us about one strength you have in a relationship, like, while you're in a relationship, and one weakness.
Strength. I'm very communicative. Is that a word? That's a word, right? I'm a communicator. I'm 100% through and through. One weakness I have. Weakness. Oh, I'm sure exes could tell you something. That I'm aware of? Maybe I'm way, like, too far on the opposite side of not being jealous, which maybe I should be concerned. I'm just not, like, I feel like I treat people in a way to where, like, in my head, like, if you're going off somewhere else, then I'm not good at what I'm doing. And so, yeah, I would guess the only thing I think of, like, I'm not a jealous dude at all.
And besides I love you, what 3 words would you want your partner to tell you?
Besides I love you? 3 words. I want to sing that song, but then that I wouldn't be it. Can we talk? 3 words. Food is ready.
You're the worst. Thank you to my ex, Che Lee, for being on the show with us today and talking about being friends with the exes. I'm glad that we're friends. How can people reach you? Guys, you're not allowed to date my ex, and he's already taken, but that's, we already know, girl code, guy code. You can't do that shit. How can people reach you, though?
Let's see. Well, I'm not really.
He didn't even use social media.
Yeah, I'm not.
Like
I mean, I'm on Instagram, but I don't really check it like that. How can they reach me? Is this when I give up my email?
Yeah. Just do your Twitter or something.
I don't really use Twitter.
All right, forget it. You can just find him through me.
Yeah, you find it. Yeah, and Che Lee, I'm not that hard to find.
Guys, Kinda Dating is presented by Meltdown Comics. Come visit us at 7522 Sunset Boulevard here in LA. Thank you for downloading this episode. And please take a few minutes and review us on iTunes. Right now, we have 5 stars. Download the rest of our shows. And remember, there is a video version of this podcast. It used to be YouTube at Lil Brown Ninja, but it's actually now YouTube at Natasha Chandel. So subscribe, share, and comment, please. And send us your dating stories and thoughts at kindadating@gmail.com. And I know it seems tough out there, but just try. See you next time. The show is produced by myself and Mason Booker, who's also the audio engineer. All the video production is done by Bob Erda. Our associate producer is Aisha Holden. Opening music composed by Joe Lorenzetti. And our logo and graphics are by Jenna Yannick and K. Daniel Ellis.